we're going to have our Bible reading next, and Mac's going to bring it to us. Thank you, Mac. And while Mac's coming up, if you want to turn to 2 Samuel 15, 13, verses 13 to 22, then Mac's going to bring us our reading.
So 2 Samuel chapter 15, from verse 13 to 22. David flees. A messenger came and told David, "The hearts of the men of Israel are with Absalom." Then David said to all his officials who were with him in Jerusalem, "Come, we must flee, or none of us will escape from Absalom. We must leave immediately, or he will move quickly to overtake us and bring ruin upon us and put the city to the sword." The king's officials answered him, "Your servants are ready to do whatever our lord the king chooses." The king set out with his entire household following him, but he left 10 concubines to take care of the palace. So the king set out with all the people following him, and they halted at a place some distance away. All his men marched past him, along with all the Kerethites and Pelethites and all the 600 Gittites who had accompanied him from Gath marched before the king. The king said to Ittai the Gittite, "Why should you come along with us? Go back and stay with King Absalom. You are a foreigner, an exile from your homeland. You came only yesterday, and today shall I make you wander about with us when we do not know where we are going? Go back and take your countrymen. May kindness and faithfulness be with you." But Ittai replied to the king, "As surely as the Lord lives and as my lord the king lives, wherever my lord the king may be, whether it means life or death, there will your servant be." David said to Ittai, "Go ahead and march on." So Ittai the Gittite marched on with all his men and the families that were with him.
Thanks, Matt. A few names in there. Many of you probably realise that Absalom in that reading is David's son. And he is usurping the throne, which is why David was going to have to flee from Jerusalem, because the people were turning towards Absalom. And you probably picked up from that, Ittai the Gittite had come to Jerusalem to join David, be part of his army. And then he no sooner gets there than David's fleeing from Absalom. And when David flees from Absalom, Ittai the Gittite follows David, and David spots him. Says, "Well, you only arrived yesterday. Why are you following me? You're in danger. Go back to Jerusalem and Absalom." And Ittai says, "No," as we see, as we look at the message, "No, I'll follow you." And then David says to him, "March on." And this morning, those of us that love the Lord Jesus and want to follow him, he's going to say to us, "March on, march on." So there you are. Absalom, as David's son, usurped the throne. Ittai had only arrived yesterday. And now today, David's fleeing Jerusalem, and he gets a choice. Do I go back or do I follow on? And you know the answer to that. He marches on. Okay. Thank you. That's a wonderful song. What kind of man is this? Let's just quickly pray before we come to the message. Father, oh, what kind of love is this? When we think, Lord Jesus, that you gave your life upon the cross for the likes of us, and we just wonder why. But then we discover that it's because you just love us so much. The Father loved us so much that he sent you, Lord Jesus. It must have broken the Father's heart, Lord, when you died on that cross, and he placed on you the punishment and the wrath for all our sin, because he loved us. And Lord Jesus, you went to that cross and took the full wrath of God, the full punishment for all our sin and all the sins of the world, was laid upon you. Oh, what kind of man is this? Such love, Lord Jesus, and we thank you this morning. In your name, amen. Okay, Ittai the Gittite. Now, last time we did Ebed-Melech, and some time ago we did Rahab the prostitute. The titles, the headings are always the same. His tale, their trouble, their trust, their triumph. So today we're looking at Ittai's tale, Ittai's trouble, Ittai's trust, and Ittai's triumph. And next time I come, we'll have another unlikely hero, and we'll follow the same format then as well. So, Ittai's tale. Can I just say that David preached a sermon on Ittai. I can't remember when, it was a long time ago. And it stuck with me. And David has always said to me, because he preached here a lot, as you know, but he also would use illustrations. And he always said, Ray, because he knew I used to speak for Oak Hall and whatever, you can use anything. And so I do sometimes. So I haven't pinched his sermon, but I'm using some of the points that he made. And I've got an illustration in here that David shared, and I'll get to that later on. So I have to give some credit for this message to David, who's no longer with us, but is in glory. So here's Ittai's tale. And I'm going to read the first part because it's a story. And as I always say when I do one of these unlikely Bible heroes, the first part is a story. And it's how it might have been. But it might not have been exactly like this. So remember, the only thing we know in this first part about Ittai's tale, because I've made it as like a story, is the only thing we know for sure is what the Bible tells us. Okay? But if any of you have watched anything like The Chosen, you'll know that they're very creative in how they tell the story of Jesus and of what happens in the Bible. So, on this first part, Ittai's tale, I've been creative. And I told the story how I think it might have happened. But all we know for sure is what the scriptures tell us. Ittai grew up in Gath. He was a Gittite, a Philistine. It's where their great champion Goliath came from, a giant of a man. He watched Goliath when he marched off to war against Israel and King Saul and all the Israelite army. No one could defeat Goliath. Everyone feared him. But he never came back. Ittai couldn't believe it. Killed by a boy named David with a sling and 5 stones, but he only needed one. And this David said God would deliver Goliath into his hands. And David killed Goliath and chopped Goliath's head off with his own sword, with Goliath's sword. Ittai had heard of David's exploits, his bravery and valour. He heard of the song the women of Israel used to sing, Saul has slain his thousands, but David his 10,000s. His God seemed to be with him. And he had heard how Saul saw David as a threat and wanted to kill him. Ittai was a soldier now, and a good one. Risen through the ranks, brave, loyal, trustworthy, the sort of man you would want to follow into battle. One day, David and his band of followers turned up in Gath. That took courage. After all, he had done to Goliath and the Philistines. But now David was a fugitive. Jealous King Saul wanted to kill David. He stayed in Gath for a year, over a year, earned the respect of many in Gath. Impressed with his character, David's courage and faith in his God. And over time, Ittai got to know David. came to believe there was only one true God, and it wasn't one of the Philistine gods, but David's God. When David left Gath after over a year, many Gittites joined him, mercenaries now loyal to David. When David became king, Ittai wasn't surprised. He knew he was God's choice. And now he too wants to join David in Jerusalem. Loyal to David's rule, David's people, and above all, loyal to David's God. Well, that's Ittai's tale, as it might have been. But we only know what the scriptures tell us for sure. But let's move on now to Ittai's trouble. Ittai and his followers arrived in Jerusalem at a bad time. Within 24 hours of Ittai arriving, Absalom, David's son, has usurped the throne. And David is fleeing Jerusalem. He came to join David, the king of Israel, and be part of David's kingdom, part of his army, just the day before. Now it's David the fugitive, his throne usurped by his own son. And Ittai watches the king leave Jerusalem. But without a second thought, Ittai and his band are on the march. He knew David was God's man, so he follows David. The king now without a crown. A king now without a country. And he follows without any conditions. After some distance, David stops. And all the men following David and their families march past him. And David notices Ittai the Gittite. It's probably a measure of David that he remembers his name and he recognises him. He knows his name. When David was preaching up here on one occasion, I was sitting somewhere back there, and he told the story of a young girl in the Sunday school who was down here on the front bench. And as David was leading the church in the Lord's Prayer, he heard this little girl pray. And you know, we pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name." But the little girl here hadn't quite got the words right. And she prayed, "Our Father, who art in heaven, I know you know my name." And David picked up on that and he told the story later on. "Our Father, who art in heaven, I know you know my name." God loves you. You're not just one of 8 billion people in this world. He knows your name. He's interested in you. He knows everything about you, not because he's nosy, but because he cares about you. And he wants you to belong to him. It's not only that God knows us and knows our name, he wants us to know him. That's why he died. Out of concern for Ittai, David gives Ittai a free choice. The king said to Ittai the Gittite, "Why should you come along with us? Go back and stay with King Absalom. You are a foreigner, an exile from your homeland." This is quoted directly from the reading we had today. "You came only yesterday, and today shall I make you a wanderer about with us when I do not know where I am going? Go back. Take your people with you. May the Lord show you kindness and faithfulness." And in our reading, that was from verses 18 to 20. Ittai now has a choice to make. David's given him a free choice. Go back. Let's come to Ittai's trust. Let's see what choice Ittai made. Ittai chooses to trust King David and his God. Ittai's trust and loyalty to David is a picture of the Christian's trust and loyalty to Jesus Christ. Look at Ittai's wonderful statements of faith. You find it in verses 19 to 20 of the reading that Mac brought to us. But Ittai replied to the king, "As surely as the Lord lives and my Lord the king lives, wherever my Lord the king may be, whether it means life or death, there will your servant be." Three little points I want to make in this section of Ittai's trust. Here's the first one. Ittai believed first in God. You can see that in the statement he made. And he followed his King David without a crown. David had lost his crown. David was at his lowest ebb, seemingly defeated. But Ittai recognized he was God's king, and he was on the victory side. And at Calvary's cross, Christ was at his lowest ebb. But the Christian believes he is God's king, and we are on the victory side. He didn't look much like a king on the cross, and the only crown he had was made of thorns. But the Christian believes he's God's king. And by following Jesus, we are on the victory side. Death could not hold King Jesus. And we read in Philippians chapter 2, verses 10 onwards, that at the name of Jesus, one day, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess him King of glory now. Oh, much better to confess him King of glory now. Now, while we can. He is the King of glory. Secondly, Ittai trusted David, the king without a country. Or so it seemed. But as you read through the scriptures, and you will know that David would later return to rule Israel as their true king. And the Christian serves Jesus, the king now, it seems, without a country. Satan, the Bible tells us, is the prince of this world, a usurper like Absalom. But we know Jesus is building his church and he's building his kingdom, and he is coming back to reign forever. Jesus will return. Thirdly, Ittai followed David, his king, without conditions, whatever the consequences. And dear Christian, we follow Jesus without condition, whatever the consequences. Jesus said, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me." When given the choice, Ittai refused the easy path and chose the true path, which is Jesus. So we come to our last point, Ittai's triumph. I think I've been a Christian now, working it out, 55 years. I was just 18 when I followed Jesus. Actually, I'm coming up to, I'm 74 now, so my sums might not be right. Anyway, I followed Jesus for a long time. When I had only been a Christian about a year or so, there was a youth conference down at Swanwick. And I went with others, and there were hundreds of young people there. And we had some amazing speakers. One of them was Brother Andrew. But during this youth conference, we were given a challenge, if we wanted to stand up and make a commitment to be loyal to Jesus. And the verse which we were asked to say was, or commit to, was Acts 20, 24, where Paul says, "However, I consider my life worth nothing to me, if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace. And I stood up and I made that commitment. I've never forgotten it. I've made lots and lots of mistakes upon the way and let the Lord Jesus down. But that was the commitment I made. And Jesus has held on to me. He has held me fast. And he has been loyal and faithful to me, even when I've messed up. And in verse 22, we read that David said to Ittai, when Ittai said, "No, I'm coming with you, David." Verse 22, "Go ahead, march on." David wanted Ittai. He couldn't turn him away. And David says, "Go ahead, march on." And then it says, "So Ittai the Gittite marched on with all his men and the families that were with him." If you read on through the next few chapters after 2 Samuel 15, you'll come to chapter 18 and verse 2. And there you'll find that now Ittai commands a third of David's army. The story of Ittai may not be well known. I didn't know much about Ittai till I heard David's sermon. The story of Ittai may not be well known, but because he was loyal to his king David, others followed David. And we can be Ittais, loyal Christians, doing what we can for Jesus. We may not get a lot of attention or be well known, but Jesus notices. He knows your name. You are useful to him. And he says to you and to me, like Ittai, "Go ahead, march on." Jesus wants you and he wants me. He cannot turn us away. My favourite verse in all the Bible, and you've heard me say this many times, is John 6, 37, where Jesus says, "All the Father gives me will come to me. And whoever comes to me, I will never turn away." It's a wonderful verse. Do you want to follow Jesus this morning? Come to Jesus. He promises he will not turn you away. And all across the world, faithful Ittais are doing what they can for Jesus, and God is building his kingdom. And some of these faithful Ittais across the world are in awful places where they can suffer persecution and even death for Jesus' name. So we make our choice like Ittai. And if we choose Jesus, Jesus says, "Go ahead, march on." But we don't march alone, because Jesus marches with us. And if you're not sure about Jesus, or you've never come to him before, you can be sure this morning that you belong to Jesus. Jesus said, "All the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never turn away." Let's just say the grace to one another. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.